The following podcast is a production of ART Studios and the El Paso Community College Department of Art, El Paso, Texas. Welcome to ART Studios. In this series of podcasts titled Exhibition is Scholarship, we visit with the Spring 2023 Student Art Show Award winners. We discover how student artists approach their art, what inspires them, and how they are preparing for a creative future.
Hi, my name is Adrian Aguirre. I had the honor of coordinating the student show at EPCC, and I'll be talking with some of the award winners and asking them questions about their work and their background and how they approach art. Hi, Yasmin. Thank you for joining me tonight. I just wanted to thank you for your time and to congratulate you for being part of the show and for your award. You got second place in the student show. So I have a list of questions. We can deviate as we go. The first thing I want to ask is just a little bit about background. Where you're from? How did you get into art? Stuff like that.
Well, I mean, I'm from here. I'm from El Paso. I was born here and I guess been raised here. I'm barely 19. I attend the Trans Mountain campus over here in Northeast. And I guess really there's nothing much to say about myself just because I'm very young. I guess how I got into it, I'm not quite sure exactly how. I just started to do it. I think I was maybe around 12 that I started to do it. And I don't really know exactly what sparked in me to just continue to draw and just kept going, but I just did. And I started to doodle on schoolwork and things like that. And from then on, I guess it got me here.
All right. So you're only 19. That's very young. How do you feel about, you know, taking classes in college? How is that? Did you feel intimidated or how has that been for you?
It's been interesting. It's different because obviously you go from high school where everyone's practically your age, if not like a year older than you. And then you go into these mixed classes where everyone's, you know, in their 20s, they have families, they have kids who are even my age at half the time. So it's a very different environment completely, especially even with the drawing classes as well. You have people who have been drawing for twice as many years as I have been.
So tell me a little bit about what kind of art you like to make. Your drawing is a self-portrait and it's very realistic. You did a great job capturing your likeness. But are there other things that you like to make? Is it just charcoal or what sort of things do you like to make?
Well, that self-portrait was actually a school assignment. It was for class. I was with the instructor, Mr. Frank Rimbach, and I was with him and he was the one who assigned that assignment to do in charcoal. It was my second time using charcoal in general with a Stonehenge paper. So really, I like to use more of, I like to draw cartoons, honestly. That's what I am, I like to do. And that's what I want to be when I grow up, is to actually be a storyboard artist in order to work for some sort of animation company. So doing realism, especially in that size as well, because it is life size, it was just completely different than what I'm used to.
Well, I mean, yes, I thought you did a great job with it, even though you're barely starting with charcoal. How did you feel about the medium? Charcoal can be hard to use because it's hard to get details, right? And it's hard to manage and to build up the values. It can get kind of messy. So how did you feel about it? What did you learn from that assignment?
I mean, I liked it, honestly. I think I would do more of it. I mean, it's messy. Like you said, it is very messy. I remember I was wearing white shoes and the charcoal had even fallen and they got my shoes dirty. I can't get the stain out at all. I mean, I think I would do it again just with anything else because I do like black and white. I don't really know how to use color that much. And that doing charcoal with that, you know, sort of medium itself is just, it's just different completely. I kind of figured out a technique to use using the blending stump. That's mostly what I use for most of it, especially the outlines as well, because of course charcoal isn't like pencil where you can go ahead and just erase it and it becomes clean. So I mean, I think I would like to use it again if, of course, the assignment came up in the future, because I am still taking art classes next semester as well. I think I would enjoy using charcoal once again.
So I'm interested in hearing more about you wanting to be a storyboard artist. That's a very specific profession. And it's one where it can be very fun to create stories and visualize scenes, but it's not one where you're adding a lot of detail because it has to be kind of quick, right? So why did you what about that interests you?
I guess the fact I'm not exactly sure as to why I just want to do it. I think I started to see, of course, on social media, you see a lot of artists, people who are storyboard artists, and they do actual professional work. Like they work with Disney or they work for Pixar Studios, things like that. And then you see like when they go compare the board to the final product, that immediately just made me want to do that. I like to do quick and messy sketches. I can't really do a finished product just because I don't know, I guess it takes a lot of time. But I feel like just going quickly and just showing, basic movements and things like that, something that you can actually just see with your eyes and it going, you can just see the process as well. Like I don't really like to erase with a lot of my drawings that I do. So it's very I guess it's very free. Because especially with storyboard artists as well, you go ahead, you basically direct the scene. You're like a director in the whole animation. You go and you choose exactly how is the scene going to be shown. And that's something as well, like I kind of do like to be in control of what I like to do. And so having that sort of control in that department for something that might be even bigger and might even become something amazing is just something I really want to do.
No, yeah, you're absolutely right. It's like you're a director, and it's not just used in animation, but also in live action film. That's awesome. Are you doing storyboards now, or are you how is that going for you?
So I haven't actually done anything. I mean, I just usually just draw and just, I don't know. I really don't know. I just draw a bunch of just like comics, I guess, to for myself. It's not really just to show anybody. So I guess that's kind of basically what storyboard is, as well as just comics, but with audio and sound and things like that. So I mean, I kind of have the idea of it, but I haven't actually like done it with like a professional program and things like that, just because I don't have that. I don't have really like I know people use Adobe Photoshop and things like that, and I don't really have those materials at hand because I don't have the money for it. But I mean, if I ever get the opportunity to, I would love to go ahead and even attempt at it.
Yeah, and there are some free tools out there, and I can give you some recommendations that you can use to start storyboarding. I think it's great that you have that interest, and I think it doesn't hurt to get started. So, tell me, what sort of things do you like to sketch? You said you'd like to sketch quickly or quick sketches. You like doing cartoons. Do you make stories on your own, or what?
Well, I mean, but here I'm at work most of the time, so I usually sketch what I'm seeing. Like right now, at work that I am currently at, I would go ahead and I would sketch probably right in front of me a couple markers with those scissors and maybe the computers or the trucks that are outside. I liked, especially in high school, I used to go ahead and I used to draw people in my classes. Just quick and fast, obviously, because they move a lot. People aren't like a still image, just still life. So, I mean, those are mostly basically the things I like to draw quickly and fast, especially from real life. If it's cartoons and stuff, really, it's more just trying to practice more of like getting a style and more of just trying to copy someone's style in a way, because you take inspiration by looking at other people's works, and I guess that's where I get my art style from as well.
And your self-portrait, was that the first self-portrait that you made?
I guess for the biggest one, yeah. Usually I,
The biggest.
yeah, the biggest one I've ever done was for sure that one. I never actually done one that like actually shows my mouth and everything, especially up to my torso. I've done small little ones, but it's just, they're fast and quick just because I'm in class and I have to pay attention at the time. But I've done two other ones afterwards. One of them because I was here at work and I was bored, and another time as well, I was doing it for a art appreciation class where I had to present to the class basically a self-portrait. But I think I've started to kind of like them, honestly, and I might actually want to just continue on just drawing more real life, just because I'm not sure exactly what, like with, I'm not sure if you're familiar with the artist Rembrandt van Rijn. He used to go ahead, he used to do a lot of, he did a lot of self-portraits. That's what his most famous is. And it's just like, I like the line work of what he did and things like that. Like, I like seeing it. I guess that's kind of what I try to mimic as much as I can. But yeah, that's basically, I mean, I find it honestly very calming just because I can stay still.
And what, you know, do you feel like you're more confident now in drawing portraits? Maybe you want to draw a friend or draw parents or something like that?
No, yeah, for sure. When I drew my self-portrait, my teacher, he even told me, he was trying to coerce me into trying to become a professional in doing that, that I can go and advance my skills to become better at, you know, drawing for families and things like that, and people would buy it. I'm still set in stone, though, with the storyboard artist, but I feel more confident. If someone was to ask me, can you draw this for me? Can you draw myself? Can you draw this? Can you draw a photo of me? I can be like, yeah, I think I'll be able to. I didn't know I could do it beforehand, which is something as well that I think is insane, that you don't think that you can do things until you're actually being told to do it, which I'm very thankful that he made us do a lot of things in that class that I didn't know I could possibly do. I feel a lot more confident, yeah, in order to draw somebody.
That's great. And what other things are you interested in? What's like the next step for you? What are you, what classes do you want to take? What techniques do you want to learn?
Well, I would like to learn for sure. I would like to learn color. I love color a lot. I like seeing, you know, artworks that have a lot of beautiful colors, especially like Monet. Like, he had a lot of like beautiful colors like that. And I would love to be able to do something like that. So I would like to do like maybe watercolor, especially since like I could, you know, I can draw in pen easily. And so to go ahead and just overlap it with that or whatever technique you'd be able to. Classes themselves, though, I mean, I'm in the fall, I'm taking a design 2 and a drawing 2 class as well. After that, I'm not exactly sure what's the next step for me to take in order to receive my degree, but I think once I'm done with EPCC and I get, you know, whatever I need to do, I would like to go into maybe an actual art school, maybe in Austin or Dallas, somewhere around there, just to maybe, you know, find somebody, an actual like teacher who, well, I'm not saying like teachers here don't know anything, but I'm saying over there, I mean, I feel like they'll try to push me harder even more than they can here. And just because it'd be a different environment and, you know, different backgrounds too. And there'll be more kids who are interested as much as I am to want to do the same goals as I am, which will make me want to push farther into actually becoming what I want to do. You know, it's kind of like a competition thing. Yeah, I mean, I think that's what I just really want to focus on, is just finish here in EPCC and then possibly go somewhere else to go, you know, get more advanced skills and hopefully get to where I want to be in life.
Yeah, you know, that's a good plan. I think it's good to get your foundations here at EPCC, and then you can move on to an art school where they can specialize, that specializes in animation, if that's still what you're interested in. And yeah, I think that's a good plan. I think, have you looked at schools in California? I think that's a lot of the schools that are specializing in animation are out of LA and Southern California.
I haven't really looked at out of state just because I know it's more expensive. So I've been looking more in state. The reason why I say Dallas mostly, Dallas was like the number one thing for sure, because my uncle, my tío, he used to live over there, and he told me that he knew people. He had friends who had connections inside the art school that's there. So he used to tell me details and things like that as well, as so I wouldn't have to actually live inside the dorms and try to find my own place, that I could probably, you know, just stay with him for a little bit until I get my grounds there. So that's why mainly somewhere in state, just because of the expense of it. But if I could go out of state, for sure, I would like to go somewhere like maybe LA or something like that, somewhere where the big companies are.
I could totally get that. I think it's hard to go to an art school because I know it's very expensive. And there are some very good state schools in Texas and here in New Mexico too as well. I think New Mexico State has the creative media program that specializes in animation and film. Mm-hmm. Are you planning on taking some digital courses?
I know, I remember at UTIP, because I had gone to UTIP previously in the last fall, so in 2022 in fall, that semester. I know that there were some digital media classes that were there. I might just to get the hang of the programs and things like that, especially since, you know, I don't really know a lot about, you know, the process of drawing digitally at all. I'm do traditional on pieces of paper that I find scraps of. Yeah, I would like to take a digital class, more like just to understand, I guess, the foundation of technology that's going to be going into when I go into that profession in the future.
I think you'll have a lot of fun. If you like, you know, drawing stylized figures and animation, I think once, like, you could take your storyboards and then time it with audio and narration, I think that's going to be great for you. And I also think that keeping with charcoal, I think you showed a lot of potential with your drawing and your self-portrait. I think you definitely need to, you should explore that a little bit more, because I think you have a lot of potential there.
I'll try. I mean, the thing is that I get a good piece of paper too. I'm not exactly sure what kind of paper charcoal would use. I mean, all I use is printer paper with a pencil half the time. So the one that we use was Stonehenge paper, and I don't even know where my teacher got it. He just brought it one day.
Stonehenge is a great paper for charcoal. There, it's got a smooth texture, but there's other papers as well. And all you have to do is go to Hobby Lobby or the art store on Yandell. I think that they'll have a lot of papers. Mm-hmm. They have some that have more texture. But personally, I love using Stonehenge. All right. Well, Yasmin, I don't have any more questions. Is there anything else that you want to add?
Nothing really, sir. Actually, just thank you for letting me actually be on this podcast. And I guess other than that.
Well, no, I appreciate the time, and I loved hearing about your interest in storyboarding, and I look forward to seeing your work in the future. And again, congratulations on being in the show.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you.